I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. The annual Christmas present dance is on with the mummy, and there's no point in denying it. I was over yesterday to cut her fangs of fingernails, and didn't I ask her what she'd like me to get her this year? She said, all I want is a bit of peace, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. You must think I'm Boutros Ghali, mammy, I said, trying to lighten the mood. But she just gave me one of her looks. They'd stop a train. I said, would you like a scarf, mammy? That got another look from her, followed by the information that I gave her a scarf the last 5 years. And isn't it the way that she only has the one head? She's not some kind of mutant alien, the like of which you'd find in Captain Glynn. She doubled down on this, telling me that I should ask my bitch of a sister in Dublin what to give her, because she always comes up with a thoughtful gift. Well, isn't it grand for her, mammy, I said, sitting on her sizable arse all day, trying to come up with new ways to spend her husband's money. Don't talk to me about the season to be jolly. Bad zest to it anyway. What am I going to give mammy? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I asked my mother what she'd like for Christmas. She said, you could call over more often. I said I could, I suppose. How about a pair of gloves?
Come here. What's the story with doing the 12 pubs when you're 40? The crowd and work of doing the 12 pubs down Barraca next week, which is a problem in itself, like, because who wants to go drinking on the south side? The bigger issue, though, is my capacity. No, Audrey, there was a time I'd have a few battles before going out to do the 12 pubs, because I'd hear arriving in the pub raw, like, you know. But time moves on. I can't remember a single thing after pub number 7 last year. The lads won't even tell me what happened. But it's a worry. They've been calling me hairy nuts ever since. I can't even try the old, I'll join you at pub number 6, lads. When Molly Manny tried that last year, Budgie organised a truck billboard thing for outside his house saying, Manny's a womany. I read an article called 7 Ways to Survive the Christmas Party, written by some gormy journalist in the paper, who'd clearly never set foot inside a proper bar. He said I should drink non-alcoholic gar at the start. No, how do you think Budgie's gonna respond to that, Della? Don't you, Donnie? Pure worried, Blackpool.
My money's on a billboard. Dooney is a phoony.
So, like, I'm from the richest family in Ballintemple, measured by the number of people who know that we always go to the Maldives for Christmas. That's the level I operate at, dude. Except this year, the old man called a family meeting and said he'd lost 18 million on some crypto investment, and we'd all have to make do with a 7-star resort in Lanzarote. Sorry now, old man, but Ed's got a reputation for grandeur to maintain around this town, and Lanzarote is not a word in my vocabulary. You feeling me? I think I'll stay at home this year, because the old spirit of goodwill to all men doesn't stretch to some trainee fitter in an Irish bar. Is there a space where hyper-woke, inspiring creatives can break bread on Christmas Day and bitch about their families? Ed, Ballintemple.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, where's a good place for entitled hipster trustafarians? She said, try St. Luke's, the place is full of them.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.